Hi, this is Gail Luster from MayDecemberSecrets.com. We're testing a new feature on our website. This is the audio version of a post made on October 10, 2008. It's entitled Tips, Tricks, and Tools. Are you ready to do some fall cleaning? Roll up your sleeves and let's clear away some relationship clutter. When we wrote the article, Five Secrets to a Successful Relationship in Any Season, our plan was to make regular posts with tips, tricks, and tools for improving your May-December relationship, or your May-May, or January-February relationship, etc. This is the first of many more to come. We're building on the seasons of marriage metaphor as we go. An excerpt of the original article is included to help get you started. Fall, a season of cleaning the slate, harvest, release, letting go, making room, preparing, pulling back, shifting, and simplifying. Fall is the time of letting go and pulling back from the creations of spring and summer. It is a beautiful time marked by changes in the scenery, reductions in temperature. The work of fall is slowing down, cleaning up, letting go, making room, and preparing for the winter ahead. It heralds the coming of the quiet time seasonally. The hurricanes are stopping. Nature is preparing for its big sleep. Many species mate in the fall to prepare for a long wintertime gestation. In relationships, the energy of fall brings letting go and preparing for the future. In order to create room for growth, we need to find a way to release our grip on that which no longer serves us. You can read the entire transcript of this article on our website, MayDecemberSecrets.com. Just click on the article's link. But for now, it's tool time. Let's get to work. Fall is here, but in Texas, it still feels like summer. And I'm needing to do some letting go. In a recent post, I talked about how easy it is to blame your partner for your unhappiness. It's really quite simple to see their faults when you are avoiding your own. But let's translate this into a fall homework assignment. First, I'd like you to take a moment to survey your relationshipscape. You can do this with a pen in hand, or with your eyes closed, or even while you are cooking, commuting, showering, cleaning. Whatever you choose, the point is to just take a few minutes to look around. You'll notice some things that you love. Maybe you'll even find something you've misplaced. But now I want you to let your eyes rest on something that bugs you. There it is. It's sticking out above the rest. It's the thing that irritates you or frustrates you the most right now. It's like that pesky, itchy tag in the neck of a new shirt or blouse. I'll get you started with my own list. I'm not happy right now with the amount of exercise I'm getting, and it really bugs me that I don't enjoy my workouts much. Next, I want you to spend a few minutes thinking about what your partner contributes to this problem. That is, in your own opinion. I don't know about you, but even when it's obvious that something is my issue, I can figure out a way to blame my dear hubby. Don't worry, you're not going to be asked to share. Ideally, you'll make a list of several items. Here's mine. Ron's knees get in the way of us being able to exercise together. He doesn't like to exercise on a set schedule. When he is tired, it's easy for him to skip the workout. And when he needs to get in shape for an upcoming event, he'll try to cram it all into the last minute. When I was writing the post, Ron was reading over my shoulder, and he said, "It's kind of hard to do that when the event you are cramming for is the rest of your life." Boy, is he right. Next, I'd like you to take some ownership for the problem. For each item you have on the list, make a note of what issue of yours is reflected back to you. Ron's knees get in the way of us being able to exercise together. I'm not being very tolerant or considerate of his situation. I'm not doing a very good job of accepting our differences. I am also making him responsible for my decisions. I don't need him to do this with me. I'm a grown-up and I have lots of options, but I'm blaming him rather than dealing with my own lack of motivation or commitment. It's easier for me to put it off and to blame Ron when I don't feel like moving my own arse, so to speak. He doesn't like to exercise on a set schedule. Well, if I was so great with exercising on a schedule, I wouldn't be writing this post, would I? When he is tired, it's easy for him to skip the workout. Let's see. Who stayed up till 2:30 in the morning piddling on her Mac and didn't go to Curves this morning or afternoon or even this evening? Yeah, that would be me. When he needs to get in shape for an upcoming event, he'll try to cram it all in at the last minute. I'll be honest with you, I'm not really as much of a crammer as Ron is, but that I even have to start over again is my issue. I do know that the event that I am preparing for is the rest of my life, and I still stop and start over and over. Thankfully, I do start again. Now it's time to do some letting go. Once I own my part of the problem, fall reminds me to shed the old belabored ideas. When I release them, I make room for new ways of being to emerge. I can't forgive him or me if I don't shift the focus off of him and back onto myself. One of my favorite quotes says it best. To accuse others for one's misfortune is a sign of a want of education. To accuse oneself shows that one's education has begun. To accuse neither oneself nor others shows that one's education is complete. Epictetus. Today I'm off to find my eraser. I've got some slate cleaning to do. Will you join me and clean your slate too? We hope you've enjoyed the audio version of this post. We look forward to hearing from you. We'd love your comments or feedback. Please let us know anything we can do to improve the format. This is Gail Luster signing off.